In a little while, we'll have a meditation where we'll take you on a love expansion. Love expansion to oneness. And for those of you who are willing, who are ready, who can, to receive a touch, a hint, a touch of the divine union, divine connection in your daily experience. And in the process, to heal whatever it is you would like to heal, to let go of into the vortex, and to also inform your reality of what you would like for yourself, those you love, and your world. But for now, we would like to turn it over to you. If you would like to ask a question, raise your hand. Daniel will give you the mic.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
You have used the word love 1,000 times today. And when I think of that, I think of a gushy feeling or a beautiful sunset or a kitten, things like that. But I'm pretty sure you mean much, much more than that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe more what you mean when you say the word love?
All right. Well, love is not capable of being defined because it doesn't really exist fully on the physical plane. You know, it's when you begin to open to a higher dimension of yourself that you can even touch something that has that wonderful, warm, glowy, squishy, you know, yummy kind of feeling to it. But that's an indication that you are feeling something greater than yourself. If you can feel that kind of wonderful, warm, squishy feeling, as you say, for yourself, oh, yeah, you're feeling a sense of love for you. Now, most people try to discover love by doing certain types of behaviors or certain types of actions, like if you respect people, if you honor people, if you're in your power and are gentle and not manipulative, you hear, you listen, you exchange, you give, receive, you stay in your power. We have to keep saying stay in your power because most people have an experience of love where they were not powerful and therefore gets all distorted. But if you can kind of let yourself lift to a sense of greatness, an acknowledgement that there's something more that moves you, that moves your soul, that pulls your heartstrings, that somehow or another pulls a greatness out of you, that there's something beautiful, something marvelous, a caring, a respect, an honoring, an awareness, an appreciation. If you appreciate something really, really a lot, you're loving it, right? You appreciate the uniqueness of every creature. You'll feel yourself getting high. If you can appreciate the beauty of anyone, spirit, the beauty of a tree, the beauty of nature, you feel this lift. You're connecting with something more, so you're connecting with love. And the more that you let yourself connect with this love, the more you can feel, look at people who are in having suffering and feel a compassion. Yeah, I know. You know, in my life I've suffered too. I know what it's like to suffer. I know what they're going through. It's a dark place. But I see their spirit. I see their preciousness. I see the divine shining through them somehow. Then you're having divine compassion for them. You see what we're saying?
Yeah.
It's something that you can touch, something that you can connect with, but it's not something tangible. You can't ever nail love down.
But you'll know it when it happens.
But you know that rush within you when it happens. Because what happens when you love is that you will feel inside your physical body, you'll feel a lightness. You'll feel an expansiveness. you'll feel a sense of freedom, power. And you may even get that sense of trust. This is part of the divine plan. This is home calling. This is where I'm going. It's calling me. And you feel a movement of soul towards that. Something that's coming from deep within you, emotional, rich, powerful, moving towards that, being called towards that. That's a love there too.
Wow, that's beautiful.
But it's something that you must lift yourself to a place to where you can love and where you can open to receive love in order to really feel it in any kind of consistent way. Some people only get a touch of it here or there because most of the time they're insecure or they're afraid and they've closed their heart chakra down partly, so they don't really feel much connection. They feel isolated. Love is harder for them. It's when you open to integrate you, to connect you to something else that you appreciate, that you can understand a bit. Maybe you can't really understand it, but you can have compassion. The human condition you can understand. Maybe you don't quite understand animals, but you really do. They're like your younger brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And plants. Plants feel too. And there's so much beauty in nature. So there's really, in a way, no excuse for you to go around feeling lonely, miserable, and unloved. Because if you open your heart to nature, those of you who do that know what we're talking about. When you open to the beauty and the wonder of the sky and the ocean and the forests and the mountains and the deserts and the plains and the whatever, when you open your heart, when you open your heart to all of that, you'll feel love. When you allow yourself to receive the beauty of that, you will feel love.
Wow, that's wonderful. I get that.
All right. So that's why you can see love in a kitten. How precious. You know, part of the whole system of human system to keep your species going is that people tend to feel this gushy, swish, you know, squishy feeling, warm feeling around babies.
Mm, yeah.
You're going to feel them around baby, human babies, animal babies, even plant babies. Mm. I mean, things in miniature, and you go, oh. If you didn't have that, humans wouldn't still be here, right?
Mm, yeah.
And say, what is this? Ugly, screaming, messing, smelly thing.
Good point. Good point.
And so what you did is that you created this whole physical thing with hormones and everything so that when you see a baby, you go, oh, and all your hormones go. There are people who will do all sorts of things, push drive for other people's babies, for other people's children. Now look at all the, you know, all the foundations and all the causes and everything that are focused on supporting all the children, wherever they are. The suffering children, the starving children, the children with cancer, the children. Your heart goes out to children. You love children just because they're children. It's easier to love a child, of course, than it is somebody who's angry with you and hostile and says hurtful things and judges you. Of course it's easier to love something that is so open and innocent and beautiful.
Yeah.
You were given great gifts. There's around you, if you will just look with gratitude for the amount of beauty that has been gifted you and you have co-created for your journey.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Nature is a good one.
Nature is a really good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly welcome. Who's next?
Thank you, Glexis, always, for the reminders about love. And I'm actually fishing for some reassurance. So it's a personal question. I have a job in which I need to and I volunteer to hold big spaces for people who are dealing with violence. And so, like, after the massacre, I get a lot of questions about why is this happening? What do we do? Why is it happening again? And it's wearing on me. And I feel like I'm putting myself in a position where I need to choose whether I can continue to do this work or not. And I just want to get better at dealing with the work that I've chosen and not depleting myself too much with it. So I wanted to ask, do you see me being able to get myself to that point?
All right. Well, we would say before you decide to move to some other work, just practice this for a little while. Just a little while longer. We know that at times you are able to do it. But you see, you can feel tremendous compassion for these people, yes?
Yes.
What has happened in an earlier stage of love for you is that you were taught that you have to take care of this. It goes on your shoulders. What can I do? I've got to do something. I've got to do something. And just wishing them well isn't enough, right? It's my job to provide this, 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 and this. But I can see that this, this, and this, and this is not really adequate, right?
Yes.
And so what they are experiencing, these people who are not understanding, who are suffering so, they're lost. They're in pain. They're puzzled. They're confused. They don't understand them. What's happening? It seems so unfair. It's so hurtful that you think somehow or another you've got to provide them answers. That somehow or another you've got to do something for them to lift them up. And until they start to lift up, until they start to succeed in some way, that you still have work to do. And so what we would say that what really drains you in the work is your judgment of you about this, that you haven't done enough. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That you just got to do more. You've got to do more. You aren't doing enough. Which can translate into an emotional feeling of inadequacy and helplessness and hopelessness and a sense of powerlessness. And then you can feel rage at this culture which creates all of this. And you can get yourself all emotionally involved and bent out of shape. But try for a while. That when this happens and when they ask you, that you be honest with them, say, you know, I don't really fully know. I could make some guesses. But I do know this, that you're a beautiful being of light. You have a spark. You have a soul. You're something. And I love that. You're to be treasured. I want for you healing. I want for you change. And here's what I can do for you. But I know that the healing and the change may come from a greater source than mine. Within yourself, as you are sharing that with them, feeling compassion, understanding how much suffering they're going through, for you to gift yourself, to gift to yourself the freedom of being an adult in love, to love them, but know that there is no inadequacy. You're doing what you are there for to do, and it is enough. And to take the burden off of yourself, to think that I've really got to get them to the next step. I got to help them. It's like parents who have told us many times, they use this term, I want to launch my child. And then I'll stop fussing all over them. Then I'll stop carrying them on my back. I want them to get launched. Because once they're launched, then I'm a success as a parent, and my work, I can pull back and I don't have to do as much. But until that time, I'm riddled with guilt. I've got to do more until they're really launched well. Sometimes these children take advantage of that and say, I don't have to grow up. Mom's going to take care of me the rest of my life. And they stay adolescents emotionally. Not only do they live at home, but they just, you know, they become dependents. They get into all sorts of messes. Oh, don't worry, Mom will come and clean it up. See, you don't want to orient like that. Because even though you're put in a position which society sees you almost as in a parental position, with them being children coming to you that you serve, you have to stay an adult, not parent. It's not your function. They are not your children. You love them because they're hurting and because you care about people. That's why you got into it in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. And you had a big heart, loads of compassion, lots of love to share. But as soon as you started putting your performance on it, you created guilt. You created shame. And then you started stressing yourself because you couldn't do it. It was too much pressure for you. You're pushing in yourself, driving yourself, pushing to give more, to do more. And you exhausted yourself. You depleted yourself. You paid a price for your love. If you can give that up, you can love. And every time you love another person and you don't give your power away to them, you gain in love. You gain in energy. All right? So practice loving them with no obligation to you. Can you do that? Can you try that one?
Try. Thank you.
Okay. Because you've kind of given yourself a hard time that you aren't doing enough. You know, and of course, after you've dealt with them all day, you go home, and then you have more of it. Oh, I haven't cleaned the house enough. I haven't done this enough. I've got that to do, and this other person needs me for that. Blah, 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 blah. And it goes on. What about yourself? What do you give to you? How much time and love and care do you give to yourself? Do you put yourself down on the bottom of the list somewhere? Yeah. So, acknowledge the divine in you. Your job is not to sacrifice yourself. You didn't come as a martyr, sacrifice. You didn't come as a sacrificial lamb for anybody. Mm-hmm. Basically, your work is about sharing your heart love. It's not about draining you. It's not trying to pump them up, not trying to give them all your energy. Because they'll suck it from you. If you start giving them your power, they'll suck on it. And you'll be like wiped. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't let that happen anymore. Because actually it does not serve them. Of course it doesn't serve you, you're wiped out. But it doesn't serve them either because they are being reinforced when you give them your power and give them your attention and give them all this excess and still pressure and push yourself and try to help more and more and more. What happens is that they don't grow up. They don't become aware. They don't see the impact of what they do. They can't learn from it. All they do is become dependent energetically for a short while on you. You see what we're saying? Your love for them will be to love them as adults that you can see hidden underneath the shell. And to see and imagine for them that they can get their power back, they can stand up for themselves, and they can say, oh my gosh, you know, the reason I'm in such an abusive relationship is because I feel like I'm not worth more than a pile of shit. Oh, I get it. I've got to, you know, stand up for me. I got to stand up for me and my children. I got to, whatever. And let help them get it. Because they're in total victim mode. But don't you go there too. You've got to hold the resonance, hold the energy. I'm loving you. I'm in my power. I am an adult in my power. I'm free to be me. And I trust my divine plan. And that way, they get an idea where they're going, where they need to go. You understand?
I do.
And you get more energy from it. You come out of there recharged, feeling better about yourself. Once you get that slave driver off your back, once you get that critical internal criticizer off you, and then you can go home at the end of the day and do something wonderful and fun and not socially productive at all for yourself. Just give to you. And what's fun for you? Do you like to do string some beads, make a necklace? You like to play the piano? You like to go sit by a tree? What do you like to do? Do it for you. Mm-hmm. That builds you. That builds your love for you and gives you the power and the strength to come in the next day radiant as inspiration to these people. Practice that for a while. See if you can get to the place where you can give yourself permission to not feel guilty. Okay?
Okay.
Don't feel guilty. Guilt just drains your power like that. And then can you love yourself? No. Can you really love other people when you're in that place? No. Mm-hmm. You're back into child, adolescent love mode. You become the doormat of other people because you lose so much energy you can't stand up for yourself much anymore. So what you want to do is hold that for you. It's about you loving, not about you doing for others, more than what's in your job profile. But loving, holding the resonance of, here's a person who's powerful. They don't know anybody who's powerful. They have no clue what it's like to be in your power, in your resonance, in your love, in your freedom. You see what we're saying?
I do.
What a grand opportunity for you. We'd suggest do that until you can get there. And once you can get there, do not be worried about if you want to find another job or something. Because you will have graduated, okay? In a sense, you will see the greater view, the more expanded view. Oh! You may even still want to help these people, but all of a sudden you see how on a greater level you could do it, or in another way, or in another function. And that's also when job opportunities show up. Other possibilities. Because what we see for you is that you have a great capacity to organize something for some people, for people. To bring something together, bring resources somehow together for people. You just know how to do that. It's part of your job, of course. But what if you did that on a greater scale and you were paid much more for it? You could still love these people. You see? Just kind of put that in your hopper, okay? A little imagination, all right?
I will. Plant that seed.
Plant the seed, that's right. Water it daily, right? Don't forget, no more guilt. 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 No guilt. Get rid of the guilt.
Thank you.
Okay, and forgive yourself. Okay, so you haven't been able to be the perfect person and do everything for everybody. So what? Forgive yourself. Let it go. Love yourself. Nurture yourself. That's what it's really about. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for that question. One more. Yeah, and there's a lot of hands, huh? Mm-hmm. When you put your hands up, we don't see your bodies, but we see all these lights go ding. These little flames go shoop. You know, there's a whole bunch of flames. All right.
I just want to say thank you for this event, Galexis. Appreciate it so much. I have a personal question. I haven't worked for quite a while, and I just want to ask, what's blocking me, or what do I need to work on to become financially independent again?
All right. The type of work that you did do, what was that?
It was office work, paralegal, clerical.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do some writing when I was younger in college, but I mostly did office work.
All right. So for as far as activities that you like to do, what do you like to do?
Reading, writing, mostly reading.
Okay, so most of your activities are passive, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we would say that you use reading, even though you like reading, you love reading, pay attention to how much of it is an escape to really being present in your life. Now, we know you can learn a lot through reading. You can feel all sorts of wonderful range of emotions and stuff like that and when you read. And it can stimulate some of your creativity at times.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But just pay attention to why read right now? What's the function of reading, for example, in your life and other things that you do that may be passive, like, you know, watch TV or listen to music? Why are you doing that? What is the function behind that? Now, again, we're not trying to say, hey, you know, this is bad. You're escaping. You need to, you know, buckle up, you know, woman up, right? you know, get yourself strong. Get out there. Go get a job. You really don't want to go get a job. You really, really do not want to go out there. Why? Because you have a judgment about it. You have some judgments about work. I was like, oh, if I work, then I have to get up early. I don't have any time to myself. And then I have to go through traffic. And then I have to work for somebody. And then I have a boss. Oh, and I have to please the boss. And politics. Office. And then, you know, all the gossip at the water cooler. Whatever it is. And you can go on and on and on how terrible it is out there. And, of course, the longer you go, the less likely you're going to get a job, right? So here's what we would suggest for you. Two things. One is to spend time not reading, not any of your favorite escape activities, but just being present with yourself and thinking about you, what you enjoy doing. Yeah, you enjoyed writing. Where'd your passion go? Where did it go? How did you let go of your passion and your creativity? What happened to it? Where is it in your heart? Where is it in your gut? What is it that matters to you? What's important to you? I just sit there and you just sit there and look out the window or something and you just kind of, okay, what is this? And discover where you're at. Right? The second thing we would suggest is to you in your mind to put together all the most annoying things about having a job and being out there in the world, blah, 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 and put a line them all up. All the people that you got tired of having to deal with, because that was a big deep part of it. And you just line them up and you tell them off. You get all your anger out, all your frustration out. Darn it, you know, I felt powerless and I felt like that, and you pushed and you drove me way beyond my capacity and I really resented that all you made me stay extra at the office, blah, 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 whatever it was. And just tell them off. Blow them all up. Blow them all up. Just line them all up and blow them all up. And even if you worked in an office building, you just hated the environment in that office building, put the office building in there. Blow it up. In your imagination, right? Just kind of get rid of it in your psyche. This is kind of destroys the image of it in your psyche, all right? And then bring all those people back and forgive them because they were doing what they thought they had to do. It wasn't about you. They were doing what they thought they needed to do to be as happy as they could be considering the circumstances. And many of them were not so happy being there either, right? So forgive everybody. Really let them go. Let them go. And if it doesn't work, if you don't really feel like you really got anything done or accomplished, you don't feel any shift, then line them up again. Tell them off. Blow them up. And then bring them back and forgive them. Maybe you have to do it a third time. But at some point, you're going to feel a shift. Oh, I'm done. It's off my chest. I feel clear. I'm done. And when you get done, then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for, you don't have, don't get angry at yourself. You've spent enough time in your life being that way. But just to forgive yourself for having held on to that negativity yourself for so long that it was creating that negativity out there. Okay? These two things will clear you and enable you to come to a place to where you can think, okay, I know that I need to get money. And you'll be able to clear your resentment about that too. That might be a good one too. Mm-hmm. The resentment, oh, money. Gosh. This money thing. Damn it. Damn it. I wish I didn't have to. Isn't there somebody who can come by and just give me lots of money? And I don't have to do anything. You know, that's a child in there, right? So maybe a third thing is to kind of get rid of your resentment about having to deal with money. Money's just not a fun thing, is it? It hasn't been fun for a while. You know, it's like when you had a job and then you had some money, you had a little bit of extra money, you could go and you could spend it on something for yourself. Yay. But when you don't have a job and your money is really, really low, you don't get to go out and spend your money on much of anything, do you? It's like, I'm so limited, I'm stuck here. Well, reading is pretty free. I can go to the library, right? So that's a part of your pleasure. But you want to look at where are your active pleasures? We're not saying don't stop reading. No, but there's something where you take some kind of action, some kind of initiative. It's been a while. You've gotten too passive. It's time for you to take some kind of initiative. If it's not going out to, if you're still like, oh no, I don't want to go out. I'm going to wear garlic around my neck and wear a cross and not go out because workplaces just sucks, right? Protect myself from all the energy vampires out there, right? Well, you know, if you go out there bursting in love, you don't get vampirized. Your energy doesn't get sucked, right? But what you can do is you have to get rid of this whole issue where you don't like money and you're not a friend of money. You cannot befriend money. So money will not befriend you. Okay? You know, if you think negative thoughts about somebody, what do you think they're going to feel about you? Do they want to be around you? Even if you don't say a word, but you look at them funny, do they want to be around you? No. Money doesn't want to be around you either. Because you say, oh, money, I have to sell my soul for money. Damn it. No, let that go. Forgive yourself for whatever relationship you've had with money in the past. And start letting yourself embrace money. Allow, if money's just a vibration, it's like a flower. It's just a vibration. No better, no worse than anything else. It's an abstract concept, actually, money is. And let yourself come to peace with money. All right?
Okay.
Because somewhere in all that mix, you get rid of all this detritus, all this debris, all this stuff that's standing in the way between you and your future. Then you can start to dream again. Your passion can start to reemerge. You can start to reawaken. There's can be a spirit in you that starts to move. Okay, and you move with it. So even if you're not going out looking for a job, start writing or whatever it is that starts to feel right for you.
Okay.
Start bringing your passion, start bringing your joy back into whatever you do. Okay. Even if it's not money making, start doing something. And then start thinking, well, you know, one of the most loving things a person can do for themselves, if they're broke and they don't have a job, is to go out and get a job. It's a loving act for yourself. Root chakra, survival. It's first level of love. You've got to love yourself on the first level. In other words, you've got to start taking care of yourself, loving yourself. And if it requires money, then you got to go get some. Right? And if you have to go and do clerical work again, and that's the only opportunities that you find, love yourself enough to say, okay, this is not my future. This is a temporary thing. I'm going to go and get some money. I'm going to survive, and I'm going to love myself, and I'm going to keep myself emotionally clear in this workplace, and I'm going to radiate love. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to radiate love so I don't end up getting, you know, energy sucked from everybody. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Because you see, it's not about what you do per se, but it's about how you do it. And when you do it with love, you'll find all of a sudden you get raises, promotions, opportunities. My gosh, there's possibilities. And a job, other jobs that are more interesting will come in. You see what we're saying? Mm-hmm. You want to start an energy for you. You want to start a momentum for you. So getting a job, any kind of job, starts that. It's like priming the pump. So if you don't use a water pump for a long period of time, then you crank it and no water comes out. You have to put water in it and crank it, and then it starts up again. All right, because love always is the healer here. Loving yourself, you got to do it. Loving yourself, do it as a loving act. And like we said before, no guilt. And don't get bought in by fear either. No guilt, no fear. Don't motivate yourself that way. Make a choice. Be a conscious adult, spiritual person, okay?
All right.
You'll find the world can open up for you. You are so gifted. You have so much to offer. And you've been hiding. You've been hiding under a shroud here. It's time for you to get visible, dear one. Time for you to be seen.
Thank you.
Just part of your soul journey is like, okay, time for some more visibility. And the little scared child within you is like, no, no, I don't want to go out there. Love her. But you're the adult. You go out there. Sharing your light. Because you got a lot of it. Why not share it? Why not broadcast it? Makes life fun. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. So what we'd like...
I want to be very clear here that this violence that Alexis just talked about is strictly happening in your head. We do not advocate for you to go out and create a massacre just like in Connecticut a couple of days ago. This is not the right thing. It is strictly in your head. It is all a meditative activity.
Imagination. Mm-hmm. All your imagination. Because what you want to do is you got to get those images and all that bad attitude and beliefs and all that kind of stuff out of your psyche. And what's the easiest way to get it out of your psyche? Just blow it up. That's fast. That's much faster than going to a therapist and talking for 6 months. Just go and blow the suckers up, right? And then forgive them. Then blow them up again. And then forgive them. And then blow them up again. And then forgive them. After a while, you're clear. And you can make conscious choices. So, yes, that is a very good point. And we thank you, Daniel, for your emphasis. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you who asked questions. And some of you in the group probably found some of your questions even answered.